Hello guys and welcome to Otson Champions League semi-finals. Of course, with Dani and Alvaro. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you.
Ciao Edu, all good.
All good. Let's analyze this Man City, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Villarreal with our experts. We've been analyzing the Champions League for ages now, so only three videos left. And with you guys, remember to leave your comments with your tips and don't forget to press the like and subscribe. And now let's go on with the show. Two games, so we have plenty of time to analyze these games, starting with the semi-final. We have on Tuesday, Man City, Real Madrid, and the first thing, when we are talking about betting, of course, is right now. Below, you can see the outright odds for Man City to win the draw and Real Madrid to win. And the first impression, Álvaro, is that the odds for Real Madrid to win are super high. I don't see that difference between these two teams.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know what to put it down to, really. Maybe it's the fact that there is plenty of English money coming into betting. And this must have an influence too. Also, I believe that for the last 3 or 4 years, we have underappreciated La Liga and overappreciated Premier League, and I think that Premier League is the best league in the world, but at the same time the results in the European soil, they have been as good as they have been, they haven't overshadowed completely Spanish football. Villarreal won the Europa League in 2021, Sevilla won it in 2020. I think that the Spanish clubs managed to put 3 teams in the Champions League quarterfinals this year. Villarreal and Real Madrid, they've been competitive against the likes of Chelsea, Juve, Bayern. So I think that maybe Spanish football has been a little bit underappreciated here. Let's not forget that the Conference League didn't have any Spanish club because Villarreal won the Europa League. So we have had 5 Spanish teams in the Champions League, 2 in the Europa League. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit unfair, as I said before.
Mm, and Dani, for instance, Gordon is asking us already that if he should take Real Madrid Asian Handicap plus 1.25, because going to that market, for instance, Real Madrid Asian Handicap plus 1 pays 2.2 because of these odds that Alvaro, I think, is completely right. We always see it with Man United because Man United have a lot of fans and always the odds for Man United to win, even if they don't win, are very low. But here, I'm completely shocked by these low odds for Man City to win or the high odds, considering that we are talking about Real Madrid, the king of the competition.
Yeah, I mean, to answer Gordon's question, I think that would mean Real Madrid will have to lose by 1 goal difference for you to win half your stake if you take an Asian handicap plus 125. So basically do what Atletico Madrid did in the first leg at the Etihad, which is possible. But on the other hand, I can't kind of not forget the fact that for me, Real Madrid in the 4 games against PSG and Chelsea, I think they were second best for most of those games, if you look at it. And then obviously took a very good performance in the second half of the Bernabeu against PSG, but also a mistake from Donnarumma for them to recover. At Stamford Bridge, they were second best. In the second leg, if it wasn't for the goal disallowed for Alonso, I think Real Madrid goes out. And then, of course, the great reaction and the great players. So I do understand why they don't come as favorite on this one, but yes, the odds for them to win are extremely, extremely high. I mean, we are talking about a team that has reached the semi-final of the Champions League or the European Cup 31 times, 11 times more than anybody else. So I think these things also count. The pedigree count, the experience of the players count.
And the quality.
The thing is that
we're talking about the Real Madrid experience all the time. But David Alaba, Militao, Carvajal, Ferland Mendy, the 3 usual suspects in midfield, Benzema, Vinicius, and someone else, probably Fede Valverde, plus Thibaut Courtois, who is as good as Ederson. I'm sorry, but I'm not saying that Manchester City is not a slightly favorite. Why? Yeah, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that it's totally disproportionate. And, of course, we can start remembering what happened at Wanda Metropolitano. Mateus Cunha had a shot in pretty much the last minute of the game that John Stones blocked miraculously, for example. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Correa had a really good shot on target against Ederson as well in the last minutes of that game at the Wanda Metropolitano too. So I think that Atletico had their chances as well to score a goal against Manchester City. So yeah, you know, I think that this is not so one-sided.
No, no, I agree with you. And I think against Atletico, Manchester City showed different faces. They were very patient in the first leg and they deserve praise for not losing the faith and keep going knowing that an opening would have come, and then the changes of Guardiola when he introduced Foden did change the game. But in the second leg, I think they were a little bit naive. In the end, Simeone had the game planned as they wanted it. Make it ugly, make it difficult. And yes, you remember very well, in the end, the last 15 minutes, City couldn't keep the ball high the pitch that much.
And coming to this game, guys, what kind of game do you expect? Mili is telling us over 1.5 goals in the first half. We have the experience of seeing this Atletico de Madrid, Man City Atletico de Madrid. Both teams were very cautious because we always say that Simeone was very defensive, but also Guardiola was very cautious in his approach to the game. We saw Real Madrid very cautious at the Parc des Princes, and then in Stamford Bridge, I think they were better than Chelsea and they attacked. So do you expect, Álvaro, an attacking game or both teams being very cautious?
Well, I think that Manchester City will try to dominate. That's the only thing that I can know for certain. And probably like 5 or 6 minutes. Maybe the game plan is going to be Guardiola's. It's like Foden or Bernardo Silva rested completely. They didn't play a single minute. Then Riyad Mahrez played a little bit. Kevin De Bruyne was replaced when there were still 25-30 minutes remaining. I think that was good for Manchester City because their squad right now seems to be a little bit small in comparison to Liverpool's, for example. But at the same time, Real Madrid rested too. They didn't play any football this weekend because this weekend was special in Spain. The Spanish Cup was played. So I think that physically both teams are going to be strong. I can see Manchester City dominating possession. I can see that happening. But the counter-attack of Real Madrid is very dangerous as well. The question for me is how many players or forwards will they use for the counter-attacks? Because the question for me is always, will Carlo Ancelotti play with a 4-4-2 with Fede Valverde just being an auxiliary midfielder and helping a lot? And against a team like Manchester City, I think that Fede Valverde can be very important. Or will Carlo Ancelotti play someone on the right like Rodrigo or Asensio with a bigger attacking approach, obviously better for the counter-attacks, but less good on the ball. Less good on the tackle, less good getting balls away from Manchester City. That is something that we don't know yet.
Casemiro is doubtful, so most probably it's going to be Kroos, Modric and Valverde, and perhaps Rodrigo is in very good shape. He's perhaps in the best moment of the season. And Dani, we have the experience also of Ancelotti facing Guardiola with Real Madrid and Ancelotti destroying Guardiola at the counter-attack. That is why, in my opinion, Guardiola is going to have a very cautious approach to this game, especially to avoid the counter-attacks of Real Madrid.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he will be mindful of this, and he will be mindful that Real Madrid will gonna attack more than what Atletico did for sure at the Etihad. Look, the problem with, as Alvaro explained very well, is that, yes, Real Madrid are slightly more rested, but overall, as a season, I think Real Madrid had a less mentally draining season, if you like. You know, they are top of the league. They're going to win the league. They played less games. Real Madrid so far only played 48 games. Manchester City played over 55 games. They reached the final of the League Cup, semi-final of the FA Cup. And yes, of course, obviously this title race in the Premier League with Liverpool, they know if they drop points, Liverpool win the title, and vice versa. I think it is mentally draining. I know Manchester City have done it before when they reached over 100 points, and then in 2018-2019 when they won the league by only 1 point. But back then, if you remember, they were knocked out in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. So it is very difficult to keep pace at this stage. So let's see, something has got to give. So far, I think Manchester City have been brilliant because the rotations of Pep Guardiola have been really, really good. When he didn't get his rotations of players spot on, so in the semi-final of the FA Cup against Liverpool, he paid the price. I think he made far too many changes. He left De Bruyne out. Obviously, he was very tired after the game at Atletico Madrid. He played the second keeper. He didn't have Laporte and Walker available. Probably far too many changes, and surrendered the first half to Liverpool. You know, they won 3 of the last 6 Manchester City, but 2 of these 2 games were against Liverpool. So you need to take that into account. De Bruyne is key, obviously. Let's see if Stones and Ake are fit. As Alvaro said, the squad is slightly shorter, but if you look at the numbers of Man City, they are nothing short but great. They scored 15 goals in the last 7. They kept 6 clean sheet in the last 10. Again, two of these 10 games were against Liverpool. And look at the kind of goals they scored at the weekend. 4 goals from Jesus. When normally Jesus scores, they are often beautifully crafted goals. They are not solo goals. They are not shots from distance. It's almost always inside the area, next to the 6-yard box, often with a tap-in or with only one touch. So it's a very beautifully crafted goal as well. So for this one, we need to go into betting as well. We've done a lot of analysis. I can see a high-scoring game. I can see Madrid potentially scoring a goal there. But in terms of good values, you could go and combine maybe Manchester City to take the lead and over 2.5 goals. Individually, they don't pay too much, but the total is 252 for this one. So for example, a 2-1 for Manchester City to score first. Or, as I said, if you fancy Real Madrid nicking a goal, again, a 2-1 result, you could go for both to score. Manchester City have conceded a few goals in the group stages at home in the Champions League, and that pays 192.
And we have to check the head-to-head between these two teams. For instance, last time they played was also in the knockout stages of the Champions League before the lockdown, and in both games were both teams to score. Real Madrid committed serious mistakes, especially Varane, and that's why they were kicked out. Also, they played in the semi-finals when Pellegrini was the manager of Man City in 2016. Back then, Real Madrid qualified for the Champions League, and Guardiola, Álvaro, faced Real Madrid 3 times in the Champions League, won 2 with Barcelona, Man City, lost 1 with Bayern Munich against Ancelotti. I'm kind of optimistic in these odds to back Real Madrid, also because they are rested, also because they know how to compete. And the quality, what are your feelings, Álvaro? What are the best bets you've spotted for this game?
Well, normally the teams from Guardiola tend to dominate, and I think that Manchester City will do that in this game. My question is how uncomfortable is going to be Real Madrid with Manchester City's domination. Domination or possession of the ball, because sometimes Manchester City can have the ball, like it happened against Atletico de Madrid in the first half at the Etihad, and Atletico was kind of comfortable. But I wonder how uncomfortable Real Madrid will be not having the ball this time. Okay, this is one of the questions for me. Then, when it comes to Guardiola, I think that Guardiola, yes, with Bayern, he lost 4-0 at the Allianz Arena against Real Madrid. That was Ancelotti's Real Madrid. But generally speaking, Guardiola has been very successful against Real Madrid. Very successful. And in fact, I think that he has played, or his teams have played at the Santiago Bernabeu many times. And he has only lost once at Santiago Bernabeu. That was a 1-0 by Real Madrid versus Bayern a long time ago. That was in 2014. So I think that Guardiola's teams normally know how to play in the big scenarios as well. I totally disagree with that narrative that says that they bottle it and all that. I think that you know, they've been competitive in the Champions League over the last years. And this weekend, they beat Watford comfortably 5-1. I think Gabriel said, here I am, just in case you need me, for Pep Guardiola, scoring 4 goals. Kevin De Bruyne was sensational, giving a lovely, lovely cross for Gabriel. And generally speaking, it's a good moment for Manchester City, but the right channel in defense may present a problem for Pep Guardiola, because Rubén Díaz doesn't seem to be the defender he was. He's just back from an injury. And on the right, we'll see if Kyle Walker is ready. If Kyle Walker is not ready, Manchester City has a hell of a problem, because Cancelo is suspended for this game, as far as I know. And Kyle Walker, he was going to be the one marking Vinicius. If none of them are there, I wonder what Pep Guardiola is going to do just to close down that channel for Vinicius. I believe that for this game, I could go for the following. Look, if you believe, like me, that there is an opportunity for a double chance for Real Madrid, or a negative Asian handicap for Manchester City, or a positive Asian handicap for Real Madrid, because the odds are too biased towards Manchester City, if you go for a double chance for Real Madrid, I'm not particularly backing it, but I'm telling you, if you think that the odds are disproportionate, a double chance for Real Madrid is 2.75. And a double chance for Real Madrid in the first half, and this one is very interesting, for example, is 1.77. It's a lot of money for a team like Real Madrid. But my bets here are both teams to score 1.90. Both teams are scoring goals, definitely. And they are good defenses as well. Real Madrid is the second best defense in the league, in La Liga. Manchester City is the best defense in the Premier League. But still, both teams to score. Real Madrid score 3 against Chelsea, for example, at Stamford Bridge. That is not easy. That bets 1.90. Or there is another market there that I like, which is a consequence of the domination of Manchester City. Asian handicap corners, -3 for the team of Pep Guardiola. That pays 1.9.
We have some comments. Pronósticos deportivos, Telinas, Real Madrid, Asian handicap plus 1.5. Benzema to score. This is almost a sure bet in this Champions League, of course.
Not a penalty, Edu.
Exactly. I was going to say that he missed 2 penalties in the last game Real Madrid played. Was back on Wednesday in Pamplona against Osasuna, and over 1.5 goals in the first half. For Mili, anything else, guys, you want to say about this game?
Yeah, very quickly. David Alaba is out for the game. Very important too, because he's leading that defense altogether with Militao. I think that they have a really good partnership there. If Alaba doesn't play, it will be Nacho featuring. And of course, Nacho has like a decent record with Real Madrid and all that, but he's not quite the same.
Mm-hmm. We have Mendy and Alaba doubtful. Casemiro probably will miss the game or be on the bench. And Stones is also kind of doubtful for Man City together with Walker. This is the first semi-final on Tuesday, on Wednesday. We have the other one in England, Liverpool, Villarreal. This is totally one-sided, but be careful, because it was one-sided also the Bayern Munich-Villarreal, and also everyone thought that Villarreal was going to get out against Juventus, and here they are, Villarreal. Danny, they won both games after the qualification to these semifinals in La Liga. And it's the second time they are going to be in these Champions League semi-finals. The other time they got kicked out against Arsenal. The major blow for Villarreal arriving to this game, and it's a massive one, is Gerard Moreno missing.
Without Gerard Moreno, it's a different team. We saw it also when they played the first leg against Juventus. So yes, that could be huge for Villarreal. 12th. Champions League semi-final for Liverpool, by the way. It's a record alongside Manchester United. They're getting used to get to this stage of the Cup. Again, Villarreal is slightly more rested. Liverpool had a difficult game at the weekend to negotiate with the derby after demolishing Manchester United 4-0, but also another tough game, if anything, but emotionally. Everton showed us that, you know, with grit, with determination, they could keep Liverpool at bay at least for seven 70 minutes, then it's obviously the qualities, the changes of Klopp, is the players that he can bring from the bench, and Liverpool wins the game. Again, this massive title race, any dropped point by Liverpool or Manchester City, and the title goes to the opponent, it could be mentally draining, I repeat, when it comes at this stage of the season. Again, 2018-2019, Liverpool were runner-up, they won the Champions League, and that was a very difficult campaign for them because they lost it only for one point. But that season, they went early out of the FA Cup and the League Cup. This season, they competed in all the four competitions. Again, that season, when they won the Champions League, overall, they played 53 games. This season, they have already played 54 games. So they got more games to go, and each single game, it's very important. Villarreal has played 47 games so far. So this could count to something, you know. I'm not saying that disagree. The quality... Well, why not? Why not? I think when you play so many games...
Yeah, but look at the rotation of Klopp, Danny, in the last month. He has been rotating 6 and 7 players per game.
But has he never lost quality? If you look at the game against Benfica, I think they had some slips at the back. The return game I mentioned, the game against Inter as well, they lost that. You know, I think it's difficult to keep the same level of quality with rotating players for so long. Again, I mean, how many teams have done the treble in the history? Barcelona, Inter, and they had, you know, perhaps bigger squads than Liverpool at the moment. I don't know. It was a bit different, but I think competing on the Champions League in the Premier League at this stage it is difficult. But anyway, I think they are probably the best team to watch at the moment. Liverpool and at home, they are really, really, really strong. They won 16 Premier League games at home. They are unbeaten in the last 16 Premier League games overall. They won 15 out of 16, both home and away. So probably they picked in the right time, and they found in Luis Diaz the perfect player to play up front with Salah. Sorry, thank you. With Salah and with Salah and Mane, they score a lot of goals. 85 goals scored so far in the Premier League, 5 more than City. In the last 7, they score 19, 6 clean sheets in the last 10. Again, they played 2 against City, so all good numbers. But so that's why I think they will be favorite to qualify. But for this game in particular, I might not see them smashing Villarreal. I might not see, because you know they play a very organized side. I can see them dominating, yes, of course, but not winning clearly, perhaps not putting the tie to bed yet. So Liverpool win, and an Asian handicap corners for them -3.5. I think is a good combination. It pays 203, so it's a win for Liverpool. With the domination on the pitch, we're taking more than four more corners than Villarreal in this case.
Mil is telling us exactly the same. Liverpool to win, Asian handicap, -3. In corners, Gordon is telling us that Liverpool will destroy Villarreal. Álvaro, do you agree? I can imagine, for instance, a semi-final similar to the one we saw 3 years ago. I think it was Liverpool-Roma, for instance. We've seen also that Roma got smashed in Anfield, and we've seen this Liverpool going full power in the first game in these two legs. They always played away, but they were way better than Inter, way better than Benfica. Then they cool it in Anfield. Do you expect, I guess, Liverpool going full power and destroying Villarreal? Or Villarreal is a very well-organized team?
Well, Villarreal is a very well-organized team, and I can imagine Liverpool going full power. Destroying Villarreal is a different story. I also said that I thought that Bayern was going to be far better than Villarreal, and look at what happened. Even though Liverpool is a better team than Villarreal, Liverpool is a better team than Bayern right now, and that has to be taken into consideration. I mean, there is one thing that that showcases what Liverpool is capable of. When they scored four goals against Manchester United, they wanted more. It's a constant tidal of attacks. It doesn't stop. You know the tidal, how it goes. There's one wave and there is another one and another one coming, and it's endless. Well, Liverpool is a little bit like that right now. And I think they've got a hell of a squad as well. They haven't lost any important player over the last 4 years. The one they lost, it's because they wanted to, Philippe Coutinho, and they got a lot of money for him. And then they have been just strengthening their squad. It's ridiculously good right now. Roberto Firmino is fifth choice right now. And when it comes to midfield, Thiago is playing the football of his career at Liverpool. Fabinho is fantastic. Keita, Jordan Henderson, whoever plays there, you know. It's not only playing fantastically, not only they know what they do, but they do know that if they don't do good 45 minutes, they're going to be replaced and nothing will happen. This Liverpool is very impressive right now. It's one of the best teams I've ever seen. And in fact, I think that this Liverpool has underachieved, considering how good they have been. They have won only one Premier League and one Champions League. And this is because they are competing in time with Manchester City. And both teams, they are taking titles from each other. I think that probably Manchester City could have won a Champions League already if Liverpool wasn't there. And Liverpool would have won more Premier Leagues in this period if Manchester City wasn't here. So, you know, I really admire this Liverpool, and I think that this is going to be too much for Villarreal. That said, look, there is a good value in the under 3.5 goals. As Daniel said, maybe this is not going to be so easy. Well, instead of going to the full-time market in my case, or, you know, to any other markets like the Asian Handicap, I could go for the under 3.5 goals in the sense that Juventus didn't score a single goal against Villarreal at their ground, and Bayern scored only one. So one not to think that Liverpool, you know, they, or in that game, there are not more than three goals that could happen. I believe, or more than, yeah, more than four goals. That could happen. That pays 1.6. I like that one. Asian Handicap Corners -4 for Liverpool is one of my favorites. Some of our listeners are pointing at the Asian Handicap Corners too. And very rightly, because I believe that Liverpool is going to attack much more and they've got these waves of football that, you know, Villarreal will have to open their umbrellas and they will just have to fight in the game because many balls are going to be sent to the box. And I think that Bayern, for example, didn't send the right crosses. Sané, Coman didn't cross the ball a lot for Lewandowski. Albiol and Pau Torres managed to defend that very well. But there is an upgrade in this game. I mean, the ones that are going to be crossing the ball into the box are Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson. And these two guys, when they cross for real. So it's going to be a really difficult challenge for Albiol and Pau Torres having to clear all those balls into the box. I think that this is going to be the ultimate challenge for Villarreal. I don't think that they will go through in this tie. Look, there is another odd that I do like here is both teams to score. No, 185. Why am I saying this? Because Villarreal scored at Juventus ground. Villarreal scored as well at the Allianz, but those goals were a result of a really good counterattack. On a few goals in those games were a result of a very good counterattack. This time, Gerard Moreno is not playing. And I know that Villarreal have become a very good counter-attacking team. For example, the other day against Valencia, when they beat them 2-0, it was Dan Juma scoring a brace after two really good counter-attacks. So Villarreal knows how to do that. But there is a problem here. Gerard Moreno is not there, number one, and Gerard Moreno is very good scoring in the counter-attacks or giving the final pass. And number two, Liverpool has a specialist to defend the counter-attacks. Virgil van Dijk, for example, is one of them, and whoever plays alongside him is a very fast defender. So this is the ultimate challenge. Danjuma scored two goals against Valencia because Valencia was a lesser side against Villarreal. They were rotating a lot, thinking about the Spanish Cup final, and the defenders of Valencia weren't very competent. But Liverpool has the most competent defenders to defend counter-attacking actions because they are fast, they are strong, and it's very difficult to dribble past them. So that's why I'm going for the both teams to score. No, in this case, that pays 185.
I do like it. I like it. I think, and I agree with you. I think the fact that Villarreal scored those goals in Turin and in Munich, it was also because Juventus and Bayern Munich were attacking desperately after trying to find a break. And it was the second leg. This is the first leg. If Liverpool are ahead 1 or 2 nil, they don't need to go for it. They can take a healthy lead to El Madrigal, and yes, shut the pace down. You know, yeah, I mean, the back four of Liverpool got real pace. I do like the both to score. No, and after, you know, hearing your explanation, I mean, I'm also happy to go with an under 3.5 goals. So if you combine those two, you can make a mini hack, if you like, under 3.5 goals. And both to score, no, that pays 2.97. If you want to be a little bit more adventurous, you can go under 3 goals and both to score, no, that pays even more, and maybe bet half a unit with that. But I think, yes, I think that's really good, I think.
Emery will park the bus, is telling us pronósticos deportivos. We know that. Emery is a defensive manager, and in these knockout stages, for sure, Villarreal will park the bus. It's obvious to do so in Anfield. So taking a look at the goals market, for instance, if we go under, we can get some money because the bookies expect goals. Over 2.5 goals only pays 1.65. So if we go for under 2.5 goals, pays 2.55. It's not bad. Even if you go for under 3 goals, odds are around 2. So it's not bad at all. Álvaro?
Yes, the last thing very quickly. You know that Villarreal normally are slowing down their opponents to some narcotic levels. Let's put it that way. They are very sedative. And a part of that is Jeronimo Rulli having the ball in his feet for a long time until somebody presses him and then he plays the ball, right? Villarreal has been doing that a lot lately. But Jeronimo Rulli is not a very reliable goalkeeper with the ball in his feet. So I think that the pressure of Liverpool can really make Jeronimo Rulli make mistakes. So have a look into that, because I think that Villarreal, they are going to try that. Obviously, Jeronimo Rulli will have the ball a lot. But if Salah, Mané, whoever goes up there pressurizes you and these guys go for real when they try to tackle you, I think Jeronimo Rulli may struggle a little bit.
There should be a market in this Champions League semi-finals, because we saw Mané scoring in the FA Cup semi-finals.
Exactly.
After a mistake from Man City's goalkeeper, and we know how Benzema can do it, so why not open in a market to score after a mistake of the goalkeeper? Then, guys, I know you have also a mini ACA or a double after all the tips you've given us for this great two games, so let's go for it, Danny. Let's see your mini ACA for these semifinals.
To bump up the odds, I try to go for something I normally don't go, which is the correct final results. We talked a lot about a high-scoring game at the Etihad and both to score. For this reason, I go for Manchester City to beat Real Madrid 2-1, which pays 8.50 just on his own. And as we said, Liverpool-Villarreal, potentially a low-scoring game, potentially Villarreal not able to score at Anfield. So both to score, no. Total odds, 15.81.
We have Tom Rennie, who is our expert in exact goals market. And Álvaro is our expert in corners market. So let's see your ACA.
I have to say, first of all, I really like this new Daniele upgrade on himself. Like a really, really daring guy. Going a little bit like a Zeman type. This is the Zeman of tipsters right now.
Thank you.
Going for risk. I like that one. In my case, I'm going to be slightly more Danielesque today, and I'm going to go for the corners market for this Champions League week. So, Asian Handicap Corners -3 for Manchester City, Asian Handicap Corners -4 for Liverpool. You put that all together, you shake the bottle, and what you get is 3.4.
So you are the Emery of the tipsters, then.
Simeone.
Yeah, exactly.
The Simeone. A draw is a good result. And in the Asian Handicap, you can have a draw, actually, and get a stake refund. Liverpool 2-0 for Gordon. Also pronósticos, Liverpool 2-0 for Villarreal. Someone mentioned it before. It can be actually a very likely result, in my opinion, and not definitive one. We will see. We will analyze next week the second leg. Guys, thank you. Good luck to the teams, of course, and to the bettors. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Enjoy.